safe 4th of July.
There you have it. Dr. Adi Jaffe, he struggled himself with mental health and addiction, and he is now helping other people deal with the same. Coming up, I always promise you on Friday, the Friday song. I'm not going to give you the Friday song today because it's Thursday, but it feels like, I know, every bone in my body is saying, come on, let's do the Friday song anyway. No. Well, it is Friday. What am I saying? It's just not the 4th. Anyway, we'll get to the, I promise we will get to this Friday song thing coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Friday, and it is the Friday before the 4th of July on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:31, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we are getting some heavy volumes through the resort corridor right now, possibly some people coming to town. On the 15, you're very slow between Sahara and Sunset in both directions. Heavy volumes also 515 southbound at Pecos as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl there. 95 southbound at Lake Mead, ditto on that. We're also getting some slowing on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 north to go 515 east. You'll tap the brakes there. And there's a brush fire up at Mount Charleston, which is actually closed. State Route 156, Lee Canyon Road, west of State Route 158, locals only.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NFL making the decision to shorten the preseason to just 2 games as they continue to deal with the impact of the coronavirus. The league has canceled weeks 1 and 4 of the original preseason schedule, with weeks 2 and 3 set to take place. The league had previously canceled the Hall of Fame game, which was scheduled for August 8th. Players are set to report to training camp by July 28th. Also, the NFL, they have informed teams that there's going to be no supplemental draft this year. The only other time there was no supplemental draft was in 2008 when there were no applicants for it.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Save that bee. We need him.
Did you know pollinators are more than just honeybees? Did you know 1 in 3 bites of food is made possible by pollinators? That's why Prairie View A&M Cooperative Extension is planting for pollinators this summer. Design your own pollinator garden. Take photos and share. Visit agnearme.com. That's agnearme.com to download our pollinator garden guide today. Let's get planting.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Yo, it's Mike P, and the next time you're in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal cases, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P sent you.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And did I mention, we are, I think, the only show that is live, local show that's live. I mean, everybody else is doing best of. Did you notice that? Everybody. And maybe that's what got into me. I kept thinking, God, this is like a Thursday, except nobody's working. Now, the fact is that this is the Friday edition, but nobody else is working in this town as far as radio, which is a little scary. It's like Gentleman Jim Dallison and I are the only ones that are actually working. I just love that. We're going to have in just a few minutes. We're going to have a message from Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak. He issued a statement. I am referring from here on out, Governor Sisolak, who gave us the Sisolak shutdown and the Sisolak mask mandate. He is the new state headmaster in chief because he's treating us like a bunch of little kids. I'll talk about that in a second. First, we all know what day it is. We all know what's going on. And we know that this is the best day of the week. It's the day that we work all week, even in short work weeks. We work all week to get to this day. It is the best day of the week. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it?
Oh, come on, you know better.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Reinforce it. It's Friday. I know. It doesn't feel like a Friday because a lot of you are not working. I understand that. Trust me, I understand that. That's the Friday song, ladies and gentlemen, by request. And by the way, we get requests from all across the country. Greeley, Colorado, one of my favorite places, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's absolutely wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Now, I want to get into this statement issued by the governor, the state's new headmaster-in-chief. He treats us like a bunch of little kids, you know, dangling a carrot here and there. This is what the governor's office sent out today. Today, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak issued a statement in regards to reported compliance numbers from OSHA. Here are the numbers. And this is from the statement released earlier today by the governor's office. Of the 204 businesses observed by the state on July 2nd, 49% complied with the face covering requirement. That's only half. 50% of bars and restaurant bar areas visited by officials were found to be in compliance. Ooh, they caught us. Ooh, sorry. Now, with the remaining establishments, including automobile sales and maintenance, gyms, hair and nail establishments, and tattoo shops, demonstrating a 61% rate of compliance. So it's 50% for bars and restaurants, only 61%. Yeah. Since the enforcement of Directive 24 began, the overall business compliance rate is 85% in Northern Nevada, only 65% in Southern Nevada. Governor Sisolak, the headmaster-in-chief, issued the following statement, quote, "The non-compliance numbers reported by state officials are disappointing and unacceptable a week after the face coverings directive was issued. To the businesses who are complying," this is the good cop part, to the businesses who are complying, "I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of all Nevada. You're protecting our businesses, our health, our jobs, our economy, and your industry. to those businesses operating in violation of the directive by not implementing safe social distancing and face covering protocols. I got to turn the page. This gets even better. You're only jeopardizing the people's health, but you're also jeopardizing your fellow businesses, your industry, and our overall economy. I am grateful. This is still the governor. I am grateful for the strong partnerships, state and local governments, who will be taking aggressive, broad-based, and swift enforcement actions throughout this holiday weekend. As I have expressed before, I have growing concerns with our current COVID-19 data trends. If those concerning reports on noncompliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive actions next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends. This is compliance, by the way, and noncompliance, I should say. So he says, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive action next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and noncompliance. That's the governor. That's the guy we have now deemed the state's headmaster in chief because he treats us all like a bunch of little children. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. I want to find out what you think of what the governor is saying. You take him at his word? Might he take us back to phase zero? None of us want that, I don't think. Here's the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263. No. We will go to calls in our next segment. No, I promise. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. We're going to take a quick break. Then we'll come back, get to your calls on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Try it this weekend. They have great breakfast. Absolutely phenomenal breakfast. And for not a lot of money. We'll get with Rico Waller. I can't wait to see what he thinks of what the governor has now said. This is bizarre what's happening now. Now the governor is threatening us with, next week, if you don't button down, stuff's going to happen next week that you're not going to like. The governor has been very, very upfront that if we don't improve these numbers, then he can't be held accountable for what he does next week. Do you believe him? No, seriously. Do you think the governor would take us back to phase zero or phase one? Do you think he would dare do that now that the horse is out of the barn and everybody's having fun? We're all getting ready for the 4th of July weekend. Do you really think people are going to stay home this weekend? I don't. Could be wrong. But I just don't think it's going to happen. And again, and by the way, you want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to call his bluff? You want to go on with 50%, 60% in some places compliance? In fact, of the 204 businesses observed by the state on July 2nd, only 49% complied with the face covering requirements. 49%. 50% of bars and restaurant areas visited by officials were found to be in compliance. So roughly 50%. With the remaining establishments, including automobile sales and maintenance, gyms, hair, nail establishment, tattoo shops, at 51% compliance. So they were a little better than the bars and the restaurants. But the restaurants are running at about 50%. Compliance. So you tell me. You explain to me what's going on. And do you believe the governor when he says that if nothing happens good over the weekend, the non-compliance numbers reported by state officials are disappointing and unacceptable a week after the face covering directive was issued? To those businesses operating in violation of the directive by not implementing safe social distancing and face covering protocols, if you don't do that, stuff that's jeopardizing, in the words of the governor, jeopardizing people's health, but you're also jeopardizing your fellow businesses, your industry, and our overall economy. As I have said before, I have growing concerns about our current COVID-19 data trends. If these concerning reports of non-compliance continue, I will not hesitate to take swift and decisive action next week directed at targeted industries or areas that are experiencing concerning COVID-19 trends and non-compliance. In other words, what, back to phase zero? That's kind of a veiled threat, a not so veiled threat, I should say, of what he wants to do. I'm just going to tell you. I think this is scary what the governor is doing. He's playing with fire, because eventually, what's going to happen? This noncompliance is going to become civil disobedience. And I honestly, I don't know what will happen. I am absolutely shocked that there aren't a slew of lawsuits challenging the governor's authority to do what he wants to do, to treat us like children. And that's why I don't refer to him as governor anymore. He is the headmaster in chief. And he's treating us all like a bunch of children. We are adults. free-thinking adults. There's something real wrong here. And I would love to know what you think. If you honestly believe that the governor is right in what he's doing, do you support the governor, or do you think the governor is overstepping his bounds? What the governor is doing is saying bars and restaurants, there were like, what, 204? I think it's 204 businesses that are not in compliance. Well, I should say no. I take that back. 204 businesses observed. 49% of those complied. The rest, obviously, out of compliance. When it comes to bars and restaurants, 50% were found to be in compliance in the remaining establishments, including automobile sales, maintenance, gyms, hair, nail establishment. They're at 61%. I guess maybe that's not good enough for the governor either. This governor has some explaining to do. In fact, I would welcome him on this show. In fact, if he's out there, probably driving without a mask. Oh well. No. To the governor, I'll give you our phone number. It's 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And again, it's toll free across the state. At 844, the number 2, Nevada, I would welcome the governor. But the way he treats us is like he is the headmaster at a elementary school, and he's preparing to punish us if we don't improve our conduct over the course of the next few days. Do you believe the governor? This governor is capable of anything, to be honest with you. We'll talk more about this. We'll also see if we can squeeze in some calls before the news at the top of the hour. So stick around. And by the way, Rico Aller from Northern Nevada, what's the perspective from up there? The compliance is interesting across the state. We'll talk about the differences north and south in compliance. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24/7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problems. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought. when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. This is the best thing I have found. For relieving chronic pain. Call 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions. Make your chronic pain go away. Do it. I know you've been thinking about making the call. Make the call right now. 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, helping that chronic pain, making it go away. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Diana. Diana is in Henderson. You're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah, sure am. Are you old enough to remember what the Iron Curtain was?
Yes.
Okay, well, I love the word compliance because I don't live behind the Iron Curtain. And I have never complied in my whole life. I'm the first generation born in this country. I'm very old, and I find that man disgusting. You do know that he sent veterans with COVID-19 into the veterans' home with it.
Really?
Nobody wants to talk about that. He should rot in hell, and that's too good for him.
Hey, Diana, can I tell you? There are a lot of people. In fact, Governor Cuomo of New York did the same thing, sent COVID-19 patients into our nursing homes, and all of a sudden our nursing homes are a hotbed. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. But now, this guy's ours in Carson City, you know.
Do me a favor. Remember this in 2022 when we have another election, Diana, remind yourself of this moment when the governor screwed us over again.
My friend here in medicine, my family, I will never forget it. And this is not an Ebola virus. This is a virus that will never go away. It is a cold. It is a virus. They're all related. How long are we? This is insane. Do we do this every flu season? Do we do this when there's a cold around? This isn't about health and safety. I'm sorry. This is
Diana.
Not, and I'm not a conspiracy. It's
hey, Diana, I'm so glad you called, and I thank you. We're going to talk more about this with Rico Waller and see what he thinks. Our headmaster in chief has ruled. And we should all comply. We'll talk about that next, coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith.